Hey there, everybody. I was wondering if you wouldn't mind praying for me. And, Todd, you sound the buzzer if I start to go off the wrong course, because me and my passion over here sometimes doesn't know how to stay the course. So, the first goal I have, well, what I want is a big prayer request that, okay, I want to reach people online, but I want to reach people for Jesus Christ, and I want to serve the Lord. If I'm going to get in trouble, I would rather get in trouble for Him and not over some stupid misinterpretation, blah, blah, garbage. There, that's the end of that. So I'm praying that trouble does not find me when I go online, that all of anything that had been started will curl up and die and get thrown away. That would be good. I think the passion part comes from because all of it has hurt a lot. And that's all I want to say about that part. My focus, I really haven't been on even emails and stuff. I need to be. I noticed that after I changed everything over to Google, it's starting to creep back into my Frontier account, which is not really what I want, because I wanted my Frontier to be business and my Google to be more, you know, I wanted Frontier to be business and, like, personal correspondence, and Google to be more of my group emails, and and I can't really get that to change, because Yahoo is being a turd bucket, unless I want to unsubscribe from everything manually and resubscribe, or have somebody sighted sign in, which I don't really want that idea too much. You can't be too careful these days. But anyway, I'm having, since there are days that I don't really even touch the computer, this is what I've been focusing on. You know, earthing. Now, I was on the computer this morning for quite a few hours, which is more hours than I usually am, but I had an assignment, and tomorrow I'm going to work on my container gardening class, if I don't go in. So make some goals and work on them, and plus do an exercise and stuff like that. You know. I would like it if everybody could like me. I realize that's not true, and people are going to be ornery grumpy bears trying to make up their silliness about me, but I'm doing the best I can to go on. It's hard not to forget it and not to be sad about it, because I feel like there's been a loss. And but I want to, my focus is that in spite of everything that has happened in the past, I would still love to reach out to others online and tell them about Jesus and tell them about our server. And that's the other thing that I want to focus on is not trying to any longer convince people our server is not drama. That's kind of stupid. I want to really convince people that our server is about the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you come on board, you are going to see some flawed humans. And,
4 minutes. Pause recording.
And that is basically, you know, my focus. You know, my heart really is for people and to make friends and, you know, to have some staying friends. That's the other thing. If I do go online, then I want some friends that will stay and accept me for who I am. And if they, you know, I want to thank everybody who has stayed. And if I have, the only thing I ask is that if I offend anybody, which is not something I would like to do as a normal rule, I ask that you come talk to me about it and ask questions first and, you know, before you talk to anybody else about it, come talk to me. And that's important for getting things resolved. Because the more the people get involved, the more people that want to get into a feud, and there are those out there that just love to get into a feud and want to find whoever the, quote, weakest link is, unquote, and try to destroy them. And, you know, I may look like a weakest link, but I have God. And I think I would rather be, you know, God's scapegoat than, you know, I think part of what has happened is I let compromise come in. And so basically I needed to just keep focused on the Lord and try to figure out all the good etiquette ways of, like, if somebody decides to be a turd bucket, you know, not get hot and bothered and all raring to go also, or anxious or whatever. I'm really praying about my conduct and trying to make sure that my conduct is what it's supposed to be. I've gotten in trouble on email lists, and somebody was, most of my troubles come when people misinterpret me. They think I'm out to do something nasty, and I'm talking about, you know, emails and back in the day, and the person is now dead, but she was a sister in the Lord, but a couple of times we had a fight because she thought I was trying to be mean and talk about her and tear her group apart and do all this bad stuff, and I wasn't, and it was so devastating. And see, because I take relationships seriously and I take them personally, and so that's kind of why I've been staying away from Skype, email, Facebook, and I'll go on Facebook, but I even wrote something about, let's see what the Lord will do, you know. And this guy's like, oh, so I take it you're wanting somebody to buy this guitar for you. Well, I've got news for you. And getting nasty. But I didn't hear the whole thing because it just sounded not very good and sounded like I may end up having some anxiety, and I just didn't want to deal with it. That's not really what I meant to have happen at all. And, I could definitely safely say I'm tired of misinterpretations. So I'd like prayer to have that fixed too. And, definitely a big, huge one. And, other thing is, I don't mind helping people out.